This is a HeadGum Podcast.
All right. Hey, guys.
Let's do a history road.
Right now? You know what it is? It's the fucking Third Rock from the Sun theme
song.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. Brian Setzer orchestra guitar hand.
Little surf guitar. Let's switch that amp to surf guitar.
Let's put that delay pedal on instant slap back.
Will you give me that surf daddy pedal so we can plug it in and get that?
Put a little fuzz on the bass and use your most callous finger to pluck out those boom booms.
You better drop those fucking highs!
The guy who gets really, really he's
real sensitive about those highs.
Because the producer's so good.
Right.
But he always does this one thing.
He's like, hey man, before Donald gets in, I gotta tell you, you know, even if those highs are set perfectly, man, he's going to get at you about those highs.
What's that?
He's going to get at you about those highs.
The highs on the bass tone coming out of the cab?
Yeah, man. I know that they're perfect, and you've done this for years. Your experience.
That's a signature sound. I got my signature sound.
I'm telling you, man. He's going to be, hey, guys, what's up? Hey, Donald, what's up, man?
Oh, hey, Donald.
How's that amp looking? How's that amp looking? Okay, he's excited today.
Everything's set up.
All right.
We can start.
How's that bass pedal sound at?
Everything's pretty, as it was.
Give me a little doodly 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 doodly.
Okay, can we hit the guitar?
Let's get to those highs! Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Man, I was at Medieval Times the other night, and I screamed out as loud as I could for so long. I fucked up my voice, and then I rested it for a day, and then I did this bit, and now back. I'm back, baby. Back.
You're gonna get the Philip Seymour Hoffman, Steve today.
What? Philip Seymour Hoffman let all the breath out of his body.
Yeah.
Before he said.
Before
stop.
He died.
Man, that's not where I thought that was going to end up.
How you doing, Mike?
I've been better, but I'm okay.
Okay, good.
Just living real life.
You look great.
Thank you so much.
And
as do you.
Thank you, man. I took a shower this morning.
Great. Take a shower, shine your shoes. Got nothing to lose.
I feel great because today's going to be a pretty busy day for me here at the Valley Folk office. And then I have the Taco Bell Friendsgiving.
Ooh.
Annual Friendsgiving to attend.
Are you going to get cool stuff?
You know, I don't like to assume,
but
I've
history has shown
this has been.
Go over the things that you've gotten secret agent packages.
Yeah.
You got one of the beginning years, you got $12,005 gift cards.
Yeah.
To give out to people.
And then the next year I got five $50 gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Which I felt was
less plastic,
which is nice. They sent me a bunch of cool stuff. Taco Bell and I have been pals for quite some time.
Yeah.
And she's just a sweetheart. And I think it's one of those things where...
You call Taco Bell a she.
Well.
Like an old horse. Taco Bell and me being friends for a long time. And
do you
she
have a
does
name
me good.
For your car?
No, not this one.
You know, like, did you have a name for all your other cars?
I used to call my Matrix Trixie.
Trixie!
But that lasted for 2 weeks.
Oh, man, that's a good name.
That was the last time I had this conversation. I was like, yeah, I should have a name.
I'm a big fan of kind of keeping that whole nautical thing going with, like, where you name your boat and you name your horse and you name your hands.
What do you name your hands?
Grabbert.
Grabbert.
A grippy.
Grippy and grobbert.
Grippy and grabby. Grippy and grabby. Dude, I hurt Grippy real bad yesterday.
Oh, no. What
I've
happened
got too
to
many
Grippy?
Things to talk about.
Okay, go.
God damn it.
Sorry.
What do you want me to start with? The funniest thing or the least funny thing?
I kind of always want to hear the funniest thing.
Okay. I was at Medieval Times.
Yeah.
And have you ever been to Medieval Times?
Yeah, once in Florida.
Okay. Obvious. I'm sure it's exactly the same.
I think they all
Medieval
are.
Times.
It's a chain.
Yeah, it's like Target.
It's like Target with knights.
I love how people, like, when it's like Target with knights. Target with horses. Yeah.
They should do a disco theme called Boogie Nights.
Now we're talking a little crunchy crisp. I love it when people are like, when people post videos on Instagram or something inside of a Target. Like, you know, they're doing some kind of fun bit inside of a Target. And then, like, so many comments are like, that looks like my Target. Dude, were you at my Target? This happened at my Target.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you fucking moron.
No,
they
that's
all
where
the
towels
the
are in mine, too. Right by the door.
Dude, the towels are on a shelf in my Target, too.
The same stuff is for sale at my Target.
Is that detergent? No way. That's got to be our Target.
That's fine. There was a kid who we wouldn't talk to in college once because we were watching a commercial all together. A bunch of us were watching something that, going on TV. And there was a commercial with a guy standing next to a bridge. And he was like, that's my bridge in my tent. And it was the most generic looking shit ever.
Man.
And we stopped talking to him because of it. And then we used to order Chinese food to his room. What happened at Medieval Times?
Well, that's a good indicator of how to keep a friend is if they're like, if they insist something in a movie is right by their house and it clearly isn't, you're like, okay, well, if you're going to open your mouth and make that sound, then you're going to make so many more annoying sounds.
Yeah, I don't want to be in my life to have those sounds.
The way your brain works is not going to work for me. So I bid you adieu.
Yeah, I'm not going to want to be around the way you are.
There's a lot of people I've met in my life who I, after a time, learned how their brain works, and they are no longer close to me by choice.
This is Bib.
That's my history road. So Medieval
you
Times.
Have been?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so like
it's dinner and a show.
It's dinner and a show. Put simply, yes. Mm-hmm. It is dinner and a show. But it's so much more than that. It's like it's really big. Like, it's a big production.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, 70 people that are performing.
And there's fire sometimes.
And there's fire, and there's birds.
And there's trained birds.
There's trained birds. There's a moment where they bring out a trained bird.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it's gone, and there's more horses. And you almost think, did I imagine the trained bird?
Yeah. Did the bird come out with a little Lucha Libre mask on?
It did have one of those leather ones.
Yeah, nice.
That's the one so that if it sees a young baby, it doesn't go for it.
Doesn't grasp.
That mask makes it not see babies.
That mask is there for the baby's protection.
If that hawk didn't have that mask on, that auditorium would be a feast.
Yeah, that's why you have to be 13 to go into a Medieval time.
I'm sorry, ma'am. How old is your son there? Oh, he's about 9.
He's still graspable. That
our hawk will grasp your son, and he'll carry him right away. Imagine a hawk picking up a 9-year-old
around
boy.
An arena, around a restaurant.
Yeah, like going in circles, holding a 9-year-old boy in circles. It doesn't even like hurt him. It just goes in circles.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of fun, maybe.
And the kid's like, yeah. But
at first, the kid's terrified, but then he's just like.
Just gets quiet.
Yeah, and his arms and legs get real limp.
Yeah, that's because he's losing oxygen.
Well, yeah, because he can't comprehend what's happening.
He's having a panic attack.
His little 9-year-old brain can't handle what is happening in that moment.
Dude, I went to
the
ice capades.
You went to the ice capades?
I saw the California Raisins on ice.
Whoa, how old were you?
So
this was 2 weeks ago.
23. There is no way a hawk carrying around a toddler is weirder than seeing the California Raisins on ice.
I don't know, man.
They're cut from the same cloth.
I think they're both pretty bizarre.
Until you've heard, I heard it through the grapevine for an hour and a half.
Let me tell you something.
Go around in circle.
Just heard it through the grapevine. And they're like, just going in circles.
They were big suits.
Yeah. So it looks like it's dangerous.
So no one's like mouth. No one's or no eyes mouths are moving. Moved.
Yeah. They're just big smiles. People heard it through the grapevine.
Oh man. Oh man.
This is all they can do to like
for an hour and a half. And everyone's just sitting there eating snow cone. So please.
I would say seeing the California Raisins now would be pretty shocking.
The comeback tour.
The reunion tour.
Let's find out some information on the California Raisins.
Is there a behind the music on the Was there a VH1 behind the music on the California Raisins?
This is what I know about the California Raisins.
One died of a heroin overdose.
I remember... I remember the California Raisins were a huge part of my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Why was that?
Yeah, why was that? That's a great question.
I remember having a Happy Meal toy.
I will tell you that there is a CaliforniaRaisins.com.
They're on Patreon.
And it's not a good website. Oh, my God. Mike, you're not going to believe it. I don't know why we can't hear it. But it says on the bottom, Flash Music Player, now playing
Flash.
I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye.
That's great. That's
Flash
great.
Music Player. I don't know why we can't hear it, but it's... Oh.
It's because it hasn't been updated in 30 years.
Oh, that's not why we can't hear it. I just put the volume up on my thing and it's
Uh-oh,
not
we're
happening.
We're going to have a problem.
No, I mean, it's just a bad website, like I said.
Yeah, because it's a real audio player.
So... Man, I want to talk about so many things. I'm going to leave the California Raisins up so we can come back to
it's that. Just going to start playing.
There's a lot of people that don't know who the California Raisins are, and that's a shame.
You didn't miss out, man.
Yeah, you really didn't. They were literally just singing raisins.
Yes. And I think they ended up being racist.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
Is that I think the problem is that they are a stereotype. Their faces have been molded.
Yeah.
Into an unfortunate stereotype. And they look a little too...
much like raisins.
Much like racists. Raisins. They look a little too much like raisins. Raisins.
Raisins brand.
Anyway, so medieval times.
Yeah, that's much better.
Dude, it had a...
What if we find out that medieval times is racist in a couple years?
Oh, no. I mean, it wouldn't make me that sad because it's like, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Like, definitely take your pals. Here's the thing about medieval times. It's like 2.5 hours.
That's a commitment.
And so much of it, I would say an hour of that 2.5 hours, is people just going like this. And I will be the victor of today's ceremony of Grilljaws. Happy and Island of Land. And then the queen goes, I will not accept this. It is not I that accepts this. And then there's another guy up there that goes, for I in this battle shall begin, and the tournament shall be henceforth. Now it will be. I swear to God, it's like nonsense.
Yeah, they're all on mushrooms.
It's nonsense for like an hour. And I don't know if it would make sense even if you were paying attention.
Dude, you saw wrestling.
Yeah, but like wrestling is, even though I know wrestling is, wrestling is kind of like that, except it's more, it's not, they don't do it for too long. They're not doing their bits for too long. This was too long. They were like giving us like fucking stories that there's no way in hell while you've got your delicious chicken breast in front of you.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying attention to what the fuck is being said.
Well, they have to let you eat and they can't fight for 2.5 hours.
Okay. I understand that.
You know, they'd all be dead. The life expectancy of a medieval times character would be like, you're 33.
But there's just
and then
so
you're
many
dead.
Things a horse can do. Bring out the horses. We
have
don't want to
utilize the horses. But also, you made a great point on your Instagram story that the horses were too close to the food.
That's the biggest problem I have with medieval times.
Yeah, and that's a very real, very accurate. That was, I saw that and I was like, that's exactly what I would be thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but think it because, you know, they're shitting out there.
They shit out there.
And they are shitting out there.
And you're in this, technically you're in the same room as shit with chicken you're eating with your hands.
Yeah, exactly. With your hands.
And that's
there's
no good.
Utensils at medieval times.
No.
And so you're using your bare hands, and maybe if you shook hands with Fair Sir Didymus, he might have been rubbing a horse mane,
yeah,
which is covered in feces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just caked with feces.
That's the number one characteristic.
Yeah, that is a that horse's tail is matted with its own poop.
Yeah.
And that man was giving it a nice, healthy. Oh, this here's Sally.
My fair
slapping
seed.
All the dry poop. Yeah. This is my fair seed, Sally. It just poops flying everywhere while he slaps it.
I should be wearing a glove.
Anyway, here, shake my hand before you have your biscuits. Yeah, it's weird, man. It's weird, but it's like, it's fun.
Did
and
they
I'm
have
sure,
you sign a thing?
Look, here's the thing. There's nothing to sign. Which makes me believe that it's probably sanitary and fine.
What do you think the Zagat rating? The health code
There's
rating.
No, I couldn't see a letter on a door anywhere.
Dude, the health code people come in and they're like, okay, well, you've had 30 days to clean it. We saw horse shit.
There's horse shit everywhere.
People shit. People are shitting.
We also found 4,000 flies.
They were on the horse shit. And this is, you're going to... This is a B at least.
It's got to be sanitary because I don't think it. I mean, it's gross. It's a little gross. At the very least, it's a little gross.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's like, and I know some of you country folk are thinking these city boys, and they're like, I don't want to eat next to a horse.
I'll eat pork chops off my pig's back.
I grew up eating next to a horse.
He was my best friend.
He was my best friend.
And I had several human friends. And that horse was my best friend.
I would sit down next to my horse, Clyde. And I'd eat my dirty oatmeal. And he'd dip his hair into it.
Dude,
somehow made it taste better.
How fucking badass is eating next to a horse?
I mean, that's the thing. Plenty of people did it. I'm sure eating next to a horse... At some point in our history, was as normal as eating at a table.
Yeah, eating in your car.
Eating in your car.
That was the equivalent. Eating in your living car.
Do you think that they, when they went through McDonald's,
my favorite
back
talking
in
to
the,
heads,
eating in your car,
eating in your living car.
I'm eating
car.
In my car. Do you think that when they went through McDonald's back in the Old West, they would eat on their horse?
They went
would,
through McDonald's farm.
The McDonald's drive-thru farm.
Well, young McDonald's
ride-through.
Farm.
Pull up to the ride-thru.
How old was McDonald when he came up with that song?
Oh, well, he was old McDonald.
Well,
that's the McDonald from
young
McDonald's.
Young McDonald back in the
he
day.
He was young McDonald. Young McDonald had a farm. But yeah, these. I'm sure it's fine, and I'm sure there's a lot of people going like, oh, buck up.
Uh-huh.
Quit being pansies.
Those kind of people would say buck up.
They would say buck up. And I understand that. But it's like, it's just gross. Like, it's just kind of gross.
Yeah.
And I have every right to say it's kind of gross. Because there, those horses, there was like a horse that like, I don't know if it was sick.
And he should not have been touching the food.
He should have been serving us the ribs with his mouth. All the kids thought it was cute, but... There was something wrong.
The ribs from the steed.
Something was wrong with that horse.
Was he shitting?
There was one particular horse that looked not okay. And he was the one that did the least amount in the show, so it made me wonder if maybe...
They wrote him out of the script.
Maybe they wrote him out of the script.
Yeah. Feeble steed.
And so it wasn't... It looked like it did not feel good. And there was like this foam all around its mouth.
Oh, no.
And it was like dripping.
Oh, no.
Out of its mouth the whole time.
You saw the last days of that horse.
I think I may have seen the last days of that horse.
We may have seen the last of that horse.
I don't know. But it was just like, it was kind of like unsettling. And I'm like, I mean, you know, we could look it up and see if it's okay. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it just means it's like hungry.
I think. Just desperately.
Or thirsty. It's desperate for some water.
Yeah.
But
I would think that those type of people would be the type of people who would take extra good care of animals.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
And that they would have to, especially because it's like a chain and
well,
shit like that.
All eyes are on them, for sure.
Yeah, like Tupac.
All eyes are on them because when you deal with that, when you have a show that includes animals,
yeah.
You're going to have
people to answer.
You're gonna have people with clipboards coming to watch your show once a month, probably.
Yeah, dude, there was a restaurant owner on the stand-up show yesterday. He was on like one of the TV shows that restaurant owners go on.
Stand-up Spotlight.
Stand-up Restaurant Impossible or something like that. And he was like, "Never eat at a restaurant with a B rating. Like that means the health inspector came in and saw that there was a problem, and they had like 60 days to clean it up." And they came back, and there was the same problem.
Wait, so that grade means that they initially saw a problem and then came back?
Yeah, they're like, that's leaking.
And when
they
come back, they give them the grade? So they give them like a chance to fix something before they give them the grade?
I think that there's a separate sign that says like, under review.
Giving him a chance.
Giving him a grade.
I don't know. I don't see very many B grade restaurants. Do you?
No, it's not a super common.
I feel like I've seen them in Las Vegas and maybe New York.
Yeah, we were thinking about New York and we were trying to give these fictional restaurants the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's a structural thing. Maybe that's an old building.
Yeah, maybe, and it's not their fault.
Yeah. You're a coffee shop. You're not going to fix the foundation of a building that was built in medieval times.
So anyway, yeah, it was just a little unsettling to see the horses look a little ill while I'm eating my chicken and stuff. And then, you know, and then watching them shit is also kind of, it doesn't add to the appetizing nature of the food you're eating.
Uh-huh.
But it's part of the experience, I guess, because it's animals and animals do what they want.
Tell me the exact feeling of you have the chicken in your hand.
Hands are greasy with chicken.
And you're like maybe... You're finishing a bite, you're going for another one, and you look across the arena, and there's a sickly horse shitting. Diarrhea.
And it's like looking at you. And it's like, it's looking right at me.
Looking right at you.
It's cutting through my soul with its almond eyes. Chewing on its cud.
Chewing on.
I thought of a really funny sketch while I was there. But anyway, we had a great time. Good. And it is one of those things where it's like, if you're going to go to medieval times, first of all, look for a fucking coupon because it's way too expensive to go without a coupon.
I would imagine that would be a Groupon place.
Oh, yeah, definitely get a Groupon. I think I got it down to like $30 a ticket, which was like,
that's nice.
Which is good. I think it's normally like $59.
Damn.
And it's like, holy shit. And the food was okay. Like, the chicken was very good.
Yeah. That's wedding chicken.
They bring out this, like, I think it is. It does kind of taste like wedding chicken.
It's made by wenches.
I think it's made by a wedding catering company.
A wedding wench.
A wedding wench.
You think if you went back into the kitchen, they'd all be dressed?
They're pissed off. Why do I have to wear a fucking corset? Why make this tomato soup?
Nobody sees me, Dan. Nobody sees me, Sir Dan.
The food's good. I mean, the food's okay. They give you, so here's what they give you. They start you off with a beverage, and the beverage system is so confusing. They give you this like mug, this like kind of like medieval looking mug.
A cask.
And they're like, here's how this works. If you would like cold Pepsi, ice cold Pepsi, my lord. Then keep your cup upright. And he slams it down on the table. If you would like diet Pepsi, turn your cup upside down and put it down, my lord.
On the dirty table.
If you'd like water, lay your cup flat down. And it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And if you want coffee, turn your cup 3/4 to the left, my lord. If you want juice, you flip the cup high in the air, catch it, do another flip, put it down, my lord.
If you're interested in Coke Zero, cup thrice.
Give a horse a wink.
Spit in your mother's mouth.
Find your favorite horse.
Make eye contact
Tactics and diarrhea. My lord. Yeah, dude, it's so confusing. I was like, what do you, like, everyone gets Pepsi because they don't know what to do with their fucking cup.
Do you think the medieval times bit is going to make it to the glossary?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'd like it to.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That's so cool, though, man. It's a cool place. It's a very different experience.
Yeah, and then they serve you, and then they bring you tomato soup in a little bowl, which
whether
is,
you want it or not.
Whether you want it or not, it's a yeah. You don't get to choose. They're just they bring you what they have.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a dietary, I think there's like a dietary thing, and
if
I think
you
they,
have an allergy,
my lord, if you're vegan, my lord,
we have EpiPens.
That a horse will bring you.
The horse will administer.
The horse will stab you with an EpiPen,
EpiPen pen.
Milady. And so, yeah, they bring you tomato soup, and it's good. It's fine.
Holy
it's a little bland.
Shit.
And then they bring you this dragon bread, which is like Texas toast. Literally Texas toast.
Dragon bread.
And that's delicious. And then they bring you the chicken, and then they put like a really bland, like half sliced potato, and then a corn, a little
corn
cob of corn.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was also
fight for it.
Had zero flavor in it. but we had a great time. And then they try to sell you all this shit.
Your picture
while you're watching the show.
Yeah,
they come by with these like cheap ass little flags.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for a flag.
$5.
And then they have these swords with like lights on them.
Yeah. Dude, that's so. That flag thing probably cost to make like 10,000 of them.
Nothing.
Cents.
Matt Rob and I were actually talking about it. We were like, you could get it on like Alibaba, you know that site?
Mm-mm.
There's a site called Alibaba. And it's like, you can get like wholesale, like. Like 300 American flag, tiny American flags for like a penny.
Excuse me. Yeah.
We were just saying like that's where you get all this stuff, you know. Yeah. And these people are paying so much money for this shit. And so there's like light up swords and stuff. And this fucking like high school guy comes over to us and he's like, "My lords, anybody want to buy a sword?" And I was like, "Show me your swords. Let me see what you got." And I was like, "Where's your most? How much are these swords?" He's like, "They range from $15 to $25." And I was like, "My God!" And I was like, "Show me your most expensive sword. I want to see it." And he's like, "Here it is." And it was just like, it's just the cheapest shit you've ever
seen. Does he unsheath it or does he just take it?
No, he just lifted it. He's holding them like he's like gripping a whole stack of them awkwardly and trying not to drop swords.
Yeah, yeah,
while
yeah.
He's like,
"I dropped 3 swords last night, m'lady."
That comes out of my paycheck, my lord. But yeah, I was just like, dude, these, and I looked at it and I just looked into his eyes and I said, "Dude, these are bad."
Yeah.
I said, "These are bad. I'm not going to buy one of these."
He's like,
"You.
I didn't ask you if you thought
I didn't ask for a review. This is an Amazon.
I know they're bad.
I know they're bad.
I'm a fucking honor student.
I'm working on my bachelor's degree." And but it's such a ploy because like all these dads are buying these fucking $25 swords for their kids, and they're just going to end up in the back of their car.
Well, you love Disney. Disney does the same shit.
Well, yeah, but at least their stuff is like a little bit higher quality.
Oh, yeah. It's way different.
The Disney stuff is a bit higher. It's not much, but it's a bit higher quality.
Mickey Mouse ears made out of paper.
Yeah. $35.
But that's how you keep that building in operation. That's how you.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where they make.
That's
all
how
their
you
money.
Heal a horse.
They have. Oh, they also have a bar where you can get booze.
Oh, nice.
Like you can get all sorts of booze.
Get liquored up.
And I highly recommend inebriation when going to medieval times because, as I said, it's a 2-hour show with men and women yelling at each other about things that if you're not paying attention to, you're not going to understand.
You're going to miss it.
You just want to see horses do fun shit and people hit each other with swords.
Yeah.
And see sparks fly, my lord.
Taylor Swift, my lord.
But it's fine. And then we got a really good picture, though. We got a great picture. And then I thought of this funny sketch that I'll probably never make because it would cost way too much money to make it happen. But I was thinking about the sick horse. I was like, how funny would it be if there's a sketch and it opens with like everyone getting ready backstage at medieval times. And then one of the squires like runs in and he's like, "Guys, Cecil's sick. Like, she can't perform. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
The show's about to start. And then this guy stands up and he goes like, I got this. And he grabs his pal. And then the show begins, and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Medieval Times! And everyone cheers, and it's like, yeah, they all come out, and all these horses come out and do like these really amazing routines. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, horses doing cool shit.
It's happening.
And then amongst all these horses, there's one of those guys in like a two-person horse costume.
He's kind of like standing up on his back feet for a second, yeah, or trying to.
And it's just the worst looking. Yeah. But like, it works. Yeah. Like, everyone, no one bats an eye.
No one. Yeah.
And he's doing like tricks and stuff.
Yeah. All the horses, like, whoa.
Yeah, the horses do tricks. They like bow and stuff. Yeah,
or they dribble like a basketball.
Yeah. They foam out of their mouth and look sick.
They'll spin. Or they'll jump through fire, or they'll shit a lot.
They do this really cool thing where they like teach them how to like march in like this like really pretty way. Yeah,
like they hurt them until they do that.
Yeah, yeah. But they give them good food and a warm bed. But yeah, they do this like really impressive thing, and you're like, ooh, and they come out and they like. They do these moves, and you're like, wow, that's wonderful. But and then you see, like, the guy in the costume, like, doing it.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. Yeah, he's, like, doing the stupidest little foot movements.
Now, is this guy in a horse mask, or can you see this guy's face?
Yeah, it's, like, one of those, you know those, like, remember
shoddy,
on
I'm thinking shoddy horse mask.
Well, remember on sitcoms when, like.
Yes.
Like. Urkel and Uncle Carl had to like you know get into the horse costume, and it's like, I'm not gonna be the butt, Steve.
What, you've gotta be the butt?
Well, I've got a better sense of direction, Carl. Steve, have you seen that fucking
holy shit
Key and Peele sketch?
Which
where
one?
Reginald, the guy that played Uncle Carl, comes in. It's Key and Peele, and he comes in playing a. Jordan Peele comes in playing Uncle Carl, and he goes to like the main producer of what was that show? Family Matters. He comes up to the guy and he's like, I can't take it anymore. This is the Steve show. It's driving me crazy. And it's just like this really funny sketch. And then like everyone, they act like they're afraid of Steve, of like Jaleel.
Yeah.
They're like all afraid of him. And then like, I don't know. It's very good. You should check it out.
I'd love
I don't
to.
Want to spoil it. But anyway, yeah. So I thought of that really funny sketch. And then I was thinking like, I was laughing so hard thinking of this guy in the stupid horse costume doing all these like tricks and stuff.
Yeah,
and then
so
I was
funny.
Thinking the sketch. Sketch ends with like this guy in a business suit going over to like someone at Medieval Times and going like, that horse.
I need to have it.
Yeah, I need to have it. Name your price.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not for sale. This is a show horse.
That's our special.
This is a show horse, yeah. And it's trained to do these things. Name your price. And he just pulls out like a checkbook. And they're like, oh shit, what are we gonna do? We can't say no. And then this guy ends up like, it's just now it's just like a movie.
Yeah.
And the guy ends up like buying the two guys in the horse costume.
And they just have to stay in the
and
costume.
And he like takes they just have to stay in the costume.
And then they
and
cut
he
to
takes
like,
him to like his stable in like the hills, and it's this beautiful house, and he's very rich, and he's like combing it with like one of those real nice brushes, but it's like the fakest looking stupid costume.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're gonna win me so much money. And then he like takes it to like a horse like show, like to show off horses, and it just becomes like the most famous horse in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's just so amazing for what it can do.
And then there's always a scene where he tries to fuck it.
Yeah, of course he tries to fuck it. Come on. And then I was thinking that one night it like cuts to like nighttime, and the guy in the horse costume is like no, he's in bed already.
Oh, okay, sure.
The guy that loves the horse is sleeping. And it cuts to like the stable, and the guys are like standing there, and there's like the like food thing is on the fake horse's face. Yeah. And it's like it's like pretending to eat, and then you hear the guy in the legs go like, all right, dude, we gotta get out of here. Like, this is nuts, man.
I can't smell your fucking ass anymore.
Yeah, you fart so much, man. And he's like, it's these oats. We said no farting in the suit. And then he says, and then the ass guy, the legs and ass guy goes, he goes, why don't you never share the oats?
Yeah, but I wouldn't give you
some face. I'm the face. What am I supposed to do?
As soon as you look around and some other horse's butt starts eating, then you get some oats.
You fucking put that bag down. I want some oats. And then the guy, they get in this argument and they're like, and the legs is like, I got to get out of here, man. Like, I can't do this.
Go to a wide shot and the
legs start walking away. And he's like, you come back here now, man. We got to do this. We're in this.
Are we a team?
We're in this together, man.
What did we say when Cecil got sick? We said, we got this.
Yes, we're doing this. Dude, think about Cecil. We're doing this for Cecil. And then the legs just slowly walk back over.
I feel bad, man. for that person.
Me too. That's
who plays the horse.
That's a nightmare. I think it's who's that guy that was in? Hold on, let me do this.
Matt
really
Damon
quick.
And Ben Affleck.
No, that's too high profile.
Play a horse.
No, it's who's this guy? Miles Teller. Not Miles Teller.
Look who's a horse now.
What's it? Dax Shepard. Dax Shepard is the top part.
Yeah. Dax Shepard and Jason Statham are
no.
Cecil.
It's got to be Dax Shepard and
Tom Green.
I can't think of this motherfucker's name, so I'm just looking him up.
Paul Rudd.
Not Skeet Ulrich. David Arquette. It's David Arquette and Dax Shepard.
Dude, we could pitch this to David Arquette. I think he lives in Encino.
Dude, I think he, and I know people that know him.
Uh-huh.
So we,
I don't
and
think he's a hard guy
and
to
they've
know.
Worked with him. Like, I know, like, Brett Register's worked with him.
Oh, dude, we got to pitch this. Call Brett and see if he can do Total Fun.
What do we call
with
it?
With David
what's
Arquette.
The, what's it Cecil. Called? This movie's called Cecil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's about.
That's great.
It's really about
Cecil. I was
Cecil.
Thinking horsing around, but I think Cecil's better. I was thinking horseplay, but...
Horsing around is good.
All right, let's do some ads really
That's
quick.
That's the sequel. Cecil 2,
Horsing Around.
Horsing Around New York. They're somehow in New York.
And then Cecil 3, Horseplay.
You use me as an example
of...
All right, let's do this. Wow. This is like an old west.
The Legend of Bayou Billy.
Ranch Nerd. Remember,
Namo Grandma.
Guys,
that's
today's...
That's so loud. No one's going to want to listen to the music that loud with... How are they going to hear
it's showing up low
codes?
On my level. Guys, Squarespace is a wonderful sponsor of Dynamic Banter. We have been hawking Squarespace for quite some time because we love them. We love Squarespace. We love what they do. We love what they're about. And Mike Falzone himself.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met
Go
Mike.
Go ahead and say it.
Meet them. Meet the audience. Audience Mike.
Hey, good to see you.
Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website called MikeFalzone.com.
You got to go check it out.
Check it out if you want to see what a Squarespace website looks out like.
If you want to look at what a Squarespace site looks like.
You got to go. But here's the thing. You can if you also want to just check out how to make your own Squarespace site for once, go to Squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use that offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. And here's some things you can do with Squarespace. You can create your beautiful website. You can showcase off your work. Blog or publish things like your talkings.
I'm a big fan of this song.
It's like an old school game. It's like the boss level. Yeah. You got to fight through to get to the castle to get to the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's like the last level.
Yeah.
You can sell things. You making jewels?
Yes or no?
You carving things into coins?
You making keychains out of things that weren't originally keychains?
You cutting up Coca-Cola cans? Making them into ornaments? You can sell those on your Squarespace website. And you can promote your physical or online business. And you can announce an upcoming event or a special project. The possibilities are endless.
You're right.
And they've got beautiful templates that are easy to use. They've got that powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything in a very easy way. And there's built-in search engine optimization. It's just everything you need. And it's so easy.
You say 24/7 customer service?
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Not yet. On top of it, if this stuff sounds confusing to you and you're like, I don't know what any of this is, check it out. And if you're a little bit confused, they've got 24/7 award-winning customer support.
There you go.
Call someone and a human being will be like, this is how easy it is. And then you're going to be like, oh, this is so easy. So go to squarespace.com/banter to get your free trial. And when you're ready to launch your site, use the offer code banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. It's that easy. Squarespace. Make it yourself. Stand out. Destiny is calling. The future is coming. Keep dreaming, but make it a reality with a website from Squarespace.
Stand out.
Stand out.
Stand out. Training sequence in a game where you gotta ride a bike over.
Guys!
Obstacles.
I love Quip! Quip is just such a wonderful, wonderful product. It makes brushing your teeth fancy and wonderful, and you feel so good. And it's such a cool, futuristic little toothbrush. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is we brush our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly, guys. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers together. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. I use a Quip toothbrush every single goddamn day of my life, and I love it.
It's like putting your mouth in the future.
It is. It's like you stuck your hand into a future portal, and you're like reaching around for something, and you feel a nice metal, well-constructed thing on the other side, and you're like, what's this?
Like, I hope I could use this.
And then you pull it through, and you're like, whoa, look at this. It's obviously a toothbrush because it's got the bristles. And it's got a button that makes it goes bzzz.
Uh-huh. Starts, yeah.
And you're like, whoa, I'm going to put this in my mouth with a little bit of toothpaste. And it's like you're brushing from the future.
Yeah. And then you're like, I wonder what else is in there. And then it closes up.
It's like a robot from the future time traveling in your bedroom at 3 a.m. and screamed in your face and said, here's a gift, and then disappeared and you never saw it again. And it was covered in blood and scared.
Terrifying.
But the toothbrush was nice and clean in its cool package.
Yeah.
Here's what it does, guys. It has sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums. And why? Because people brush too hard, guys. You're brushing too hard. You get a little red stuff on your brush. Guess what that means? Probably a bad problem, or you're brushing too hard.
You're probably a sick horse.
Some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. This has a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you, hey, time to switch sides, baby. Hey, you're spending too much time on that side of your mouth. Switch it up, son.
Hey, that's too much time on that side of your mouth.
Hey, Anthony, you've been in there brushing that one side of your mouth too long, son. Son, open the door. I'm worried about... I'm looking at the camera. I'm watching the feed. And you're brushing too long. But why, guys? It's because 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes and don't clean evenly in your mouth. Like Anthony. And there's a multi-use cover that mounts to your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on-the-go brushers. And why? Because you got a cluttered up sink. And if you stick this baby to your mirror, your bathroom's going to look clean. It's going to look like a future bathroom. And on top of it, guys, you can get brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months to your home for just $5! I love Quip because it's a beautiful design toothbrush. It goes in my mouth nice. It feels good. It makes my teeth clean, and it looks like a future toy, and I love that. And that's why I love it, and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip just starts at $25, and if you go to getquip.com/banter, You can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at GETQUIP.com/banter. Get your Quip brush and brush your teeth. Brush your teeth, Anthony.
What is Anthony doing in there?
What's he doing in there?
Why is he always? We're trying to go to lunch.
And he's brushing one side of his mouth for too long. It's like, that side of your mouth's going to be there, buddy.
Easy, bud.
Easy, Anthony. Easy.
Easy, fictional Italian boy.
And last but absolutely not least, ladies and gentlemen, me.
Yeah, I don't like this music either. Danger.
How about this one? Yeah, I like that. Guys, last but not least, certainly not least by any means, Me Undies is a proud sponsor of Dynamic Banter. Guys, the holidays are coming up, and this season you can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies.com. I am wearing a pair of MeUndies right this moment. And last night I wore a pair of MeUndies sleep pants. Mm. They've got like sleepwear.
That's nice.
And it was so comfortable. I normally I'll rip my clothes off when I go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared and it reminds me of being a baby again. But I didn't take off. I didn't take off these pants. I kept them on all night.
Oh. What a shining example.
Yeah, and it's made out of the same stuff their underwear is made out of, which is what they're known for. It's their
micromodal
fabric.
Yeah.
It's 3 times softer than cotton, guys. If you've never felt this fabric, you're going to have to get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. And I'm not even joking. It's not even... This is no hyperbole. It is literally the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn in my life, and it fits my body so perfectly. Now, here's the deal. This year, MeUndies is going to be releasing a new print every Tuesday. That means that you'll have no excuse not to celebrate the holidays right down to your very core, and their holiday print. So you're probably going to get... And this is the cool thing. It's not like... Oh, grandma got you this cute pair of underwear. No. These are, like, super rad. Like, you're going to want to show off these panties.
You're going to want to have sexual intercourse with someone.
Just so you can show them. Yeah. You're going to want to find someone to have sex with just so you can get to that moment before you have sex to show them how cool your underwear
you're
gonna
is. You're going to go out and you're going to lower your standards.
Yeah, just
to show
you can...
someone else your micromodal pants.
Yeah, and show them how badass you are with your micromodal pants. Yeah.
And then when you're done... taking off those pants, showing off those pants, you're going to say, get the fuck out of my house.
Hey, why stop at Undies, guys? This year, MeUndies is launching their holiday prints in lounge pants and onesies. Oh my God, I can't even imagine a onesie.
Ooh, made out of that stuff?
Oh, I'd never take it off.
That's crazy.
I got to get me a onesie of that. I want to wear it all the time. Both are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies, as I said before. So guys, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, that's right, any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, guys. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable underwear you will ever put on. So you get your 15% off your pair, your free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. I love this underwear, guys. Do yourself a favor. Get everybody a gift. If you're looking for dad and mama gifts, brother, sister, friend gifts.
Everyone needs underpants,
everyone
which is nice. Republicans, Democrats.
Libertarians.
The talls.
Christians.
Tall Christians.
Dogs.
Oh, well. You might have found the only.
But check it out. It's an easy place to get your holiday gifts on. All right, Mike.
Sorry,
man. I really took over this one.
That's okay.
We have plenty of time.
Everything we don't talk about on this episode, I'm going to talk about on Mike in the Morning.
Well, we have time for you to jump right in on anything you want. We could talk about the California raisins.
No, I don't want to do
okay,
that
great.
Anymore.
Okay, go for it, man. What do you got, buddy?
I wrote down 3 things on the way over here.
Okay.
We'll do this one.
Okay.
Because this is interactive.
Great.
I was walking by a place that I've had breakfast at recently, mm-hmm. and in their parking lot, either one of the owners or one of the employees must be trying to sell their car, because they have a car there, and it says, like, for sale, mm-hmm. and it's very prominently parked in this parking lot, and it's 41,000 miles, and it's squeaky clean, and it's very small. You can park it anywhere, but it's a Chevy Spark. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, no. Are those the ones that, like, are bad? They're real bad?
Are they racist, too?
No, are those the ones that, like... Oh, no, no, I'm thinking of the Leaf.
What's wrong with the Leaf?
Leaf was a bad car.
Yeah.
You remember the Leafs?
I remember. I wouldn't have if you didn't just say that.
Yeah, that's the reason, because they're bad. So tell me about the Spark.
So I don't really know anything about it.
Is it a tiny car? Is it a toy car?
It's a tiny car. It looks like it looks kind of like mine, but smaller. Like a Prius C, but smaller. And
so does it look like a smart car or something, or a little bigger than that?
Probably halfway between my car and a smart car.
Okay.
And... it was very clean, very nice, low miles. But all I could think is, like, if you're telling someone you have a car for sale, by the time you get to, what type of a car it is, and you say, oh, it's a Chevy Spark, there's no way I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
And then I was going to have you try to sell me
a Chevy Spark,
but leave that part until the end, okay. And I'll give you my honest reaction.
Okay. Dude, a Chevy Spark.
Yeah. See? It's that type of a name. That's not a good, that's not a reliable. A spark is there, then it's gone.
The name doesn't matter, though.
Yes, it does.
Does it?
I think so. Ford F-150.
I don't think about the name of my Fiat. It's called a Pop.
Pop?
P-O-P. The Fiat 500 Pop.
I thought it was just called a Fiat.
Fiat?
Oh, no. Fiat's the name of it.
Yeah, is the name of the car brand.
And then 500.
Is the Fiat 500.
See, that's cool.
Pop.
Yeah, but you could just not say Pop.
And I don't.
If it's Chevy Spark, you got to say the second part.
Well,
I got a Chevy to sell you. Well, what kind? It's a Chevy 250. I would buy that.
Great. A Chevy 250.
Oh, I'm getting a giant truck?
A Chevy XXI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting a minivan that turns into a truck?
Chevy Nova.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chevy Explorer.
That's not...
You got a family? Excuse me, I had a bagel. You got a family? You're going to want to get the Chevy Explorer.
Chevy Bagel.
What about this? How about this? Let's come up with some cool names for cars.
Okay.
The Ford.
Rotundrus.
Yeah.
Like a Ford, big, strong lady.
The Ford Bulbous.
I don't like that. Okay. That reminds me of, like, it would look like a bug.
Like a bug. I'd buy
Volkswagen?
The Ford Bulbous.
Bulbous?
Yeah.
Delman would buy a Bulbous.
The Honda Shimmy.
That's a good parkable car.
The Honda Shimmy?
Yeah.
And the commercial would be like,
Dodge.
Oh, sugar, do-do-do-do-do-do, oh, honey. And the person's just, they're just driving real happy in their car. Try the new Honda Shimmy.
Yeah, and then they pull up to a beach and the commercial ends.
Yeah.
And they open up the trunk and 75,000 volleyballs fall out of the back.
Yeah, that's how many. You could fit 75,000 volleyballs into a Honda Shimmy.
How about the Dodge Scooch?
Yeah, give it a scooch. The Dodge Scooch.
Scooch, scooch, day, dooch.
Scooch, day, dooch. Scooch, day, dooch, day, dooch, day, dooch.
Let me take it back.
What about the Chevy Jacket?
Chevy Jacket, that's a comfortable automobile.
Yeah, it fits like a nice jacket. and it's all made out of leather. The exterior is leather. The Chevy Jacket.
This looks like a football.
And
like
it's got zippers on it, like a cool... Like,
yeah, it zips up.
Yeah, and they have like a weird, creepy CGI Elvis come out in the commercial. It's like Uncanny Valley, like Princess Leia.
Okay.
Young Princess Leia in that movie, Rouge One. It's like a creepy Elvis. He goes, hey, baby, I'll drive this car. TCB, motherfucker.
And oh, he gets shit. And TCB, like, motherfucker, he says.
And I'd be like, whoa. Did you ever hear Elvis say motherfucker?
No. Is there a recording?
Sure he did.
I'm going to look up Elvis swearing.
What about the Nissan Yeah Yeah?
I'd buy that.
The Nissan Yeah Yeah.
Nissan Yeah Yeah 200 Yeah Yeah. The Nissan 9-9.
The Chrysler Grip.
That sounds like a shitty car.
What about the Lexus Go?
No, that sounds like a shitty first generation electric car.
Yeah, you're right.
Elvis swearing. Do you think there's a designated...
What about the Honda Tricity? Is this the Honda Tricity?
It's Tricity.
No, it's Tricity. It's an electric car.
Yeah. Elvis says fuck you to a hater in the audience.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Hey, fuck you, baby. Hey, man, you're not having a good time. Fuck off. Fuck
hey,
yourself.
You can't sing my songs. Only I sing my songs, baby. Fuck you.
Only Elvis sings Elvis songs. It's 3 hours long.
August 30th, 1974.
Well, we got lucky and ended together on that one, I think. I had a request. Someone asked me to do American Trilogy, so we're going to do that. I love you too, sweetheart.
He had sex with that girl.
Well, I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. Fuck you. Oh, I wish I was.
Wait. Bring it back.
What
fuck
did
you.
What did that person say? What did that person say?
Well, we got lucky and ended together on that one, I think. I had a request. Someone asked me to do American
That's so
Trilogy,
loud.
So we're going to do that. I love you too, sweetheart. Well, I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. Fuck you.
This was I love you, Elvis? Look in the comments. Is it a YouTube video?
Yeah.
Look in the comments. Someone will say it in the comments.
This was back. Someone will know everything about this.
In the land of cotton.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Idiot. Should have just started with this. This 1974 concert is known to fans as Night Fever in Vegas. The King is in a very talkative mood in this show. Talking about LeBron James here. After singing Hound Dog, Elvis...
For the 7,000th time.
It says for 7,000th fucking time. Elvis is getting ready to launch into American Trilogy. A woman shouts out to Elvis that she loves him. Elvis talks to her. Elvis talks a little to her. And then a man shouts out, I hate you, Elvis. And then Elvis immediately tells him, fuck you. And then
goes
straight into American Trilogy. Keep listening, because halfway through Trilogy, Elvis laughs and he says he was only kidding as the audience breaks out into a loud applause. This is one of the most unusual Elvis concerts.
Wait, he laughs about it?
In the middle of the song.
I love you too, sweetheart. Well, I don't take that for granted, though. I love you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I hate you, Elvis.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
That's my wife, Elvis.
I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. Fuck you. I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. Fuck you.
That's great.
Oh, I wish I was.
Oh, I wish I was.
In the land of cotton.
Old Tarzan.
Old times are
all. Old Tarzan. Are you going to listen to when he laughs?
Yeah, let me see if I can find a time code of that.
I think it's a 2-minute video. We would already found it by this point.
Actually, you're right. It is.
Dixieland. Sing it, brother. Oh, I wish I was in.
Low voice boy.
Away,
he fucked that guy from before.
Remember when I said fuck that guy? Hey Colonel, go find that guy. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of him. Was he laughing there? Was that him?
For Dixieland. Just kidding. I was born.
Just kidding.
Wait.
Hey, just kidding.
Wait a minute.
Please don't leave. There's a bunch of people leaving in the back. Don't leave for Elvis.
There's no way. Yeah, what if like everyone was leaving? No, I'm just kidding.
No, Elvis doesn't swear.
No, fuck me is what I meant. Fuck me is what I meant.
Oh boy.
Fuck you. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton.
You ain't nothing but a...
playing the same song over and over again.
All right. You want to do a history row and then get out of here?
Yes, please.
All right.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
History. History.
Jim Kay sends us a history road, said, called Classic DB Bit. He says, "Dear Mike and Steve, my name's Jim and I'm a two-horn born boy from Philly. I've been a fan of you two for years now, dating back to your famed years creating the Out Loud Three People Singing SourceFed podcast." Name drop. Anyways, I was talking to my friends on my own podcast, actual humble brag, since I won't shamelessly plug.
Shamelessly plug.
He didn't. And yeah, stumbled upon a classic dynamic banter bit. My one friend just saw the movie Black Mass, where Johnny Depp plays Whitey Bulger around the time he died. After being told that Bulger was murdered by prisoners beating him with padlocks inside of socks.
Jesus, balls.
I replied, "Padlocks and Socks was my favorite Dr. Seuss book growing up."
That's a great one.
"And it went over a little better than that librarian's boring friends from before." Remember we told the story of the girl that told the John Grisham one? Or was it John Grisham or was it? I can't remember. "Just want to say, love everything you guys do and appreciate the laughs. Honk, honk." Jim K.
That's great.
Thanks, Jim. Heloise Boulet sends us a History Roads that says Euros Road.
With a G?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got some Greeks.
She said, "Got Euros for the first time yesterday, and it was yummy."
Oh, fuck yeah.
"Thought I would thought I would share with you. Hope you like my History Road. Love you, BBs." Thank you for that.
That's great. That makes me really happy. Cristo Sanesti.
Let's see. I'll try to find a quicker one here.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
"I wish I was in Atlanta."
Just kidding. Elvis, Elvis is just kidding.
Elvis likes to joke around. Elvis loves jokes.
Elvis is a better joker.
"Why did the chicken cross the road, baby?" Fuck you.
Fuck you.
"I was in Dixie."
You don't laugh at Elvis. You laugh with Elvis.
B. Wisher sends an email with no subject and says, "Hey guys, I was listening to your latest episode October 26th, which was quite some time ago. And you guys were talking about getting massages while you did a podcast. I'm a massage therapist, but I'm located out of Jersey.
Oh.
If you guys are ever in the tri-state area, I'd be happy to help you on the on that venture. I'm fairly certain that I can get a fellow therapist to help out so you guys can get a massage at the same time. Two honks from Beth."
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Are we ever going to go there? Maybe do a dynamic banter live in the tri-state area?
I will never go to New Jersey.
Yeah.
For any reason.
We'll
do it. On.
I've never been.
You've never been in New Jersey?
Jersey, no.
There's fun food and
fancy.
There's loud people.
I used to really want to go to Red Bank and see all the Kevin Smith stuff because he filmed a lot of his movies take place there.
That'd be fun.
Okay, so before we end, we got a package from the P.O. Box. And by the way, I'm making an announcement here.
By the way, I'm about to say something here.
The dynamic banter. By the way, I'm about to say something. the dynamic banter PO box is being destroyed.
We told them we paid them to destroy it.
We have paid them to destroy the PO box. So what I'm going to do here is while I'm saying this, I am going to edit out the PO box number on our podcast. On our Instagram.
And just so you know, if you've sent us something and it is kind of in limbo right now, we will never get it.
Yeah, and fuck you.
I wish I was in Atlanta.
Holy shit. I'm just kidding.
But, Elvis jokes. Where can I find... But we will be... that's not to say that you can't send us stuff if you'd like to. The Valley Folk have a P.O. box. And we just figured to consolidate would be a little easier on our pocketbooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Since it's not cheap to run a have a P.O. box. So if you'd like to send Dynamic Banter, Mike and I, some gifts, or just Mike Falzone some gifts...
Just me.
You can send those to the Valley Folk P.O. Box, which is 15445 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 976, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. And, you can just do care of the Valley Folk, care of Dynamic Banter, or just under the Valley Folk write, to Dynamic Banter. Just make sure you're in, just indicate.
Why not just put Dynamic Banter in some way? Address?
Because I think that if they get it and it just says Dynamic Banter, not the Valley Folk, they're gonna be like, oh, this isn't for this comp. This isn't for this.
They don't care who it's for. They just care that the address is right.
I think that's not true because a lot of people will have an address mm-hmm. and get a number wrong. And if there's something written there that's incorrect, just trust me on this. Just make sure you write that. Make sure Valley Folk is there, but do. Do you write Dynamic Banter somewhere?
The number is different than the name. You can write to Poopy Pants McGillicuddy and then get the address right, and you'll still get it.
Listen, Mike, P.O. boxes work a little bit differently. You're just gonna have to trust me. Fuck you. I wish I was in the land of cotton. All right.
He flipped out for a second.
He totally flipped out. Okay, so here's a here's a package here, and I'm gonna open this. Mm-hmm. And so I did open this, but I didn't get any further than this, and uh-huh. I didn't read this.
That's weird because on this box it says Dynamic Banter, not just Steve.
All right, so there's a pin in here, but I'm gonna read this letter before we Mike is burning it. Hi, Mike and Steve.
Hello.
This is, I'm finally sending Steve his ET mug I teased him with.
Oh, fuck yeah.
On Twitter forever ago. Sorry it took so long. Also, sorry, Mike, I couldn't find any WWE themed mugs at Goodwill.
Don't pander.
I've checked. Please accept this vintage Hard Rock Cafe button.
Oh, hell yeah.
As a token of my apology. And it's actually really fun because it says, no drugs or nuclear. Oh, wait. No drugs or nuclear weapons allowed inside Hard Rock Cafe.
That's cool, man.
Well, if it's Hard Rock, you should allow drugs inside.
You should allow nuclear.
I love you beautiful baby boys so much, and the podcast is one of my favorite things in the world. I hope you Leal boys are having a great day because you deserve it. Love, Amanda Kepner at NNNEAT on Twitter. I draw Steve a lot, and I promise to draw Mike more. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Let's
yeah, let me open this up then.
I'm gonna put this on my deck.
I should have
here.
Just opened this on my own then, because Mike doesn't care about this.
Well, this is for me. You would have never have known
that's
where
true.
To
that's
put this.
Point. Wow, this was wrapped very well. Thank you so much.
Is this ET's face as a mug?
I can't remember exactly what it looks like, but oh man, this is wonderful. This is gonna scare Alana. Alana, it's really funny. We'll have to have her on and talk about it herself, but this is so great. Wow, this was wrapped so well. Look at this, Mike.
So ET is kind of like the handle. You hold ET's
yeah.
torso.
You hold ET, you hug him while you drink. Look at this adorable.
He definitely looks like a weird dick.
Well, ET does just look like a weird dick, yeah.
To be on TBH.
Wow, this is wonderful. This is from 1983.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool, man.
Wow, and it's in great condition. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Oh, my God.
Wow, terrifying. And she put the receipt in here.
Will you slide it over a little bit?
Yeah,
she's like, this is how much you owe me, you piece of shit.
Well, now I
shit.
Know where you are. You're in Pennsylvania.
Let's go visit.
I'm coming for you, Amanda.
Man.
Did you put the receipt in there for tax purposes, or what'd you put that in there for?
That's very funny.
Thank you, Amanda. All right. Well, guys, that's about all we have for today. Oh, yeah. Alana is, dude, I found this out like weeks into dating her.
That she's terrified of
ET. She's terrified of ET.
That's understandable, though.
And it's like not just a funny terrified. It's like a legitimate terror.
I feel like you don't understand how terrifying ET is.
Well, I don't. I've known that there are people who find ET terrifying.
Yeah.
And those people I care not to associate with, so I just never thought about those people.
That's the general populace.
No, I don't think it's general, I think there's quite a few. For sure, there's quite a few people that are afraid of ET. But Alana told me, she was like, I had to work up the courage to like enter your home every time I came over.
Oh,
because
shit.
I have that fucking ET shrine.
Is it in a different place now?
No, it's on the counter where it doesn't belong. And there's a collection of ETs all over it. And I was like, you know, ET means so much to me. And she's like, that's why I've been working really hard to be okay with it.
That's a good person.
And she's wonderful. And she, it's hard for her. She said like at night she would walk through the living room to get like her, to get water or something. And she said she'd have to turn on all the lights and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I'll have her
come on and talk about it if she wants to. Otherwise, maybe.
This is terrifying.
But no, it's cute. It's adorable. It's adorable, Mike.
This is like if a dick had eyes. If your dick had eyes and it like controlled itself and it was able to look at you.
ET's absolutely cute. So thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. Mike, you got any plugs?
Yeah. I'll take out my plug machine.
Take out your plug machine.
Tonight I have a show. You missed it. November 17th, which is Saturday. It's the next Friends and Friends show. That's going to be real fun. Annie Letterman is on. Brian Moses from...
David Letterman? That's wonderful.
David Annie Letterman. She was actually a voice in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Ooh,
you played that.
That's cool.
And then Brian Moses is the ref for Roast Battle. So come see Friends. December 8th, I'm at the Setup in San Francisco. December 9th, we're doing a Friends and Friends crowd work show in San Francisco.
That's so cool.
In the Bats Theater, the Bayfront Theater.
Why don't you get a cup of clam chowder, you motherfucker?
Fuck you.
There. Fuck you. I wish I were.
Elliot's going to be there. Delman's going to be there. My buddy Chase Austin and my good friend Mia Pinchoff. And we're
Mia.
Coming.
She's a funny gal.
Yeah. She likes you a lot. She thinks you're very funny.
Oh, what a sweetie.
And I told her you were racist. So that's okay. Going to be a fucking awesome time. I think January 9th, I'm at this place called The Pikey. And then do we want to say April 12th?
I guess. Yeah, go for it.
Well,
say
it's
it.
Booked, so we could say it.
Great.
April 12th, we're coming to do a live Dynamic Banter in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mike and I are coming to Tennessee. I've never been.
Are you a spicy man?
No.
You're not. You don't like it.
I mean, I like a mild
okay.
heat.
So I'm going to take you to this place called Pepper Fire Chicken.
Okay.
And then you're going to get the one with no sauce.
Okay,
on
great.
It.
Great. Perfect.
Then I'm
yeah, I've never
hurt
been
myself.
To Tennessee. I've never been and I'm very excited about it. And I hear Nashville is beautiful.
I think you're going to like it a lot.
I can't
it's
wait.
A cool place.
I'm excited. Mike and I are traveling together and it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, different we have different flights.
Absolutely we do. And different rooms, we're going to be in different hotels.
It's actually going to be two separate shows. I'll be Skyping in from a Starbucks down the street.
Because I just can't make it. but yeah, that's very exciting. It's a live Dynamic Banter show in Tennessee, so come see us.
Tennessee.
And also, on April 12th next year, this December, that's next month, that's actually almost literally a month from now. Literally a month.
Literally.
On Sunday, December 16th, the Valley Folk will be doing a live show at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. That's on the East Coast. So if you're on the East Coast and you want to see the Valley Folk doing some stuff live on stage and meet us and have some fun with us, come to the Bell House. There's tickets are on sale at thebellhousenewyork.com, or you can go to Ticketfly and get those tickets. And I hear they are selling out.
Hell yeah.
They're almost gone. So get those tickets, and I don't want to miss you guys. And yeah, so that's that.
Fun.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we enjoy your patronage and your listenership. Your kisses and your hugs.
That's it.
Mike, thank you.
Don't eat. I think the moral is don't eat too close to a horse, but if you do, you're going to look awesome.
Don't eat too close to a sick horse. Don't ever eat. That should be an idiom. Like, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Don't eat too
close to a sick horse.
No, yeah, you want to keep your distance.
And keep them closed.
It's bad luck.
All right, bye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.